which I know I'm okay with that. Like being part of the crowd here at Minnehaha Academy. Puck ends up in that far corner in the Minnehaha Academy zone. We might refer to them as MA. Just easier to say and shorter. Ends up in the Tigers zone. Almost a turnover in front of Yonke. There's a turnover and a chance back. Can't see by Yonke. A turnover by Oberle. Another shot in front. Yonke's going to cover it up. No, it gets away from him, but they blow the whistle dead. Flying in there was Deegan for MA. Backhand, Yonke got the save, but was not able to cover it up. A second chance from Minnehaha Academy. And Yonke, who pitched that shutout against Faribault on Saturday, standing strong. Three shots on goal in a very quick amount of time.
Did a good job. Little mix up in front of the net there. Red Hawks broke right in. Three quick cut shots, and he was able to weather the storm.
And off the face off, a very quick whistle. And the girls hockey team is going to be at Minnehaha Academy coming up on Tuesday. The same sheet of ice will be here once again. That's a 2 o'clock faceoff, pregame around 1:50 on Tuesday afternoon. Minnehaha United is the name of the girls team taking on our Tigers again Tuesday afternoon. Here it's a 0-0 game. Puck ends up in that near corner in the Albert Lee end. Back out to the far point. There's a centering pass. Got to Yonke. Yonke knocked it away. One of his teammates knocked it down. It went up in the air. Knocked down with a glove there by Quam. And here comes Albert Lee the other way. Back at center ice. Tigers will bring it across the blue line. And offside is going to be called in Albert Lee.
And Bo Schreiber just tried to sneak in there a little quick. Got caught offside. So we'll have the faceoff here at center ice right in front of us. And as you said, yeah, we're in the fourth row in the front row.
Yeah, we are.
nice venue here. We're right on top of where the players are. So you can hear everything going on.
You know,
great.
I appreciate when we walked in, we asked, where do you want us to set up? And they said, where do you want to set up? They pretty much said, find a spot. And they hooked us up with some electricity. And away we go. Tiger hockey here on Kate Radio. All the sounds from four rows up from the ice. There's a shot from the blue line. Yonke knocked it down to not get the rebound. Flying in there was Black for Minnehaha Academy. His rebound went wide. Five shots on goal to nothing. Minnehaha Academy with the SOG lead right now, and that's going to be icing called on Albert Lee.
Puck will come down here in front of us into the Albert Lee zone. Face off just to the right of Yonke.
Keys to the game brought to you by Accenture Credit Union of Albert Lee. People helping people, member NCUA. Keys I have today is Albert Lee's got to get off to a fast start. Again, Minnehaha Academy 9 days ago. They were up 2-0, 4-2, 5-3. The Tigers were chasing the entire time. Got to get off to a fast start. Key number two is just getting used to a different sheet of ice. Probably the first time a lot of these young men have played in this arena. And key number three is goaltending. Always going to have goaltending as the key. Dakota Yonke with his fifth career shutout on Saturday. He's our third key, brought to you by Accenture Credit Union in Albert Lee. Back to action. The puck ends up in the Albert Lee zone. Centering pass in front. Knocked away by the Tigers. Ends up in the glove of Yonke. Went off the stick of Edwin. And Yonke gloves it. Another stoppage in play.
Yeah, he just grabbed it. A little congestion. Good time to get a good line change. Get some fresh legs out there.
Albert Lee in the dark blue sweaters, white numerals, light blue trim. The Red Hawks in the white sweaters, red numerals, and black trim. Puck ends up behind Yonke. Now the right of Yonke, and Albert Lee picks it up, going from left to right. That's Yoon with it. Yoon's going to bring it across the near point. Yoon, pass in front, one-timer shot, and a save by Santiago. Best chance for Albert Lee. There's another chance.
Oh,
it just goes to the left of Santiago. On the doorstep there was Ferris. And Ferris, kind of a swing and a miss, could not knock it home. So Albert Lee finally putting some pucks on net. Here comes Minnehaha Academy across center ice. Battle for the puck there. Now the banging off the boards into the Albert Lee zone. So a couple of quick shots on goal. Couple of nice opportunities, but Albert Lee comes up with nothing. Still a 0-0 game off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Still on the near boards. Now skips out of the Tiger zone back to center ice. Bringing it back in for Minnehaha Academy, dropping it off there. That's Complin. Ends up in the near corner once again. Couple of Tigers over there trying to jar the puck loose, including Scudier. He's over there. Comes back out to the blue line. There's a shot, goes wide to Yonke. That was out the stick of Deegan. Back on the far boards. Minnehaha Academy trying to keep it in. The puck comes out of the zone for a second. Red Hawks will dump it right back in. 10:28 to go, opening period. From the Accenture Credit I take that back from the Americana Insurance Press Box here at Minnehaha Academy. Aaron and Mark Warm with you. No score. Minnehaha Academy, there's a shot. This is over the head of Yonke at the top of the plexiglass and ends up on the far corner. Red Hawks still control. There's a shot that goes well wide of Yonke from that far corner. Ends up on the near boards. And Minnehaha Academy has really controlled play. A lot of the play has been in the Tiger end for the last 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, good job of forechecking. Good. Be a good time for the Tigers to get this out of their zone right now. Oh, right in front.
Here's a chance from the far circle. That one went wide to Yonke. Yeah, even if the Tigers have to take an ice in, they got to get the puck out of the zone. Centering pass, nobody there, ends up in the far corner. Now behind the net. One of Yonke's teammates finally gets it, just trying to rip it out of there, not able to. It comes back to the blue line and knocked right back in by Minnehaha Academy.
That is a penalty. We got cross-checking coming in on there.
That's going to be a penalty on Minnehaha Academy. Mark, I looked down. What exactly happened there?
Jan passed it to Olson. Olson tried to clear the zone, just kind of backhanded it out of the zone. And as he was doing that, he got cross-checked from behind. So we got 2 minutes in the box for number 20.
That'll be Staples.
Staples, the young freshman, for cross-checking. And it puts the Tigers on the power play.
So at the 6:32 mark of the opening period, Albert Lee goes in the power play, and right now shots on goal, a 7-2 edge for Minnehaha Academy. So a perfect time for our Tigers to have a 6-on-5 advantage, or 5-on-4 advantage, excuse me. Face off to the right of Santiago, ends up in that right corner. Trying to pin it on the board is one of the Red Hawks that finally pops loose. A chance for Albert Lee behind the net, over on the near boards. That's over to Van Beek, still in that near corner. It's a 5 minute.
Checking from behind.
So checking from behind. So it's not a 2 minute minor. Yeah. It's a 5 minute major. That is huge. Here's a shot saved by Santiago, and the Red Hawks will get it out of the zone all the way down to Yonke, the goaltender. So with a 5 minute major, that means that if Albert Lee scores, they still stay in the power play. So this is huge for Albert Lee to take advantage of a major penalty early in this one.
Comes Yoon.
Yoon comes skating in. There's a shot saved by Santiago. Loose puck in front. Red Hawks trying to clear it. Albert Lee keeps it in on the near point. Now back to the far point. Above that far circle, there's a shot that goes wide to Santiago. That was a shot from that far circle by Chalmers. Ends up in the near corner once again. Now to the left of Santiago. We have 4:03 to go in the major penalty. No score. That shot gets redirected over the head of the goaltender. It might have hit the netting.
Hit the net above behind, yep. Setting up Yoon in front, deflected over the net. We'll have a face-off just to the left of the goaltender down here. We've got 3:57 left in that five-minute major penalty.
We should mention where the bleachers are. You're actually kind of sitting above the ice. Not too many ice arenas do you have plexiglass and then a big net in front of you, but all the fans have a net to protect us here at Minnehaha Academy because you are literally right on the ice here at this ice arena. Off the face-off, Albert Lee controls. Now on the near point is a shot, got knocked down in front. I don't think it ever got to the goaltender. Ends up in the far corner. 3:45 to go in the major penalty. Albert Lee with a 5-on-4 advantage. Chalmers will drop it off to the right of Santiago. Now back out to the point. Here's a chance, a shot. That one went wide of Santiago. Ends up in the near corner. Albert Lee did a nice job of keeping the puck in the zone. On the near boards. Ends up to the left of the goaltender. There's another hit from behind. That was Van Beek that got hit. No penalty that time. Ends up in the near boards once again. Still stuck in that near corner. Albert Lee bringing into slot area. It's knocked away. Molson puck ends up in the near boards. Getting to it there is Van Beek. Van Beek keeps it in. And a lot of action on the near boards. Now finally Minnehaha Academy controls. They'll dump it in to the left of Yonke. So 3:03 to go in the major penalty to the Red Hawks Staples. 7:25 to go first period. Still no score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Here comes Yoon with a head of steam. He'll drop it off right side. Ends up in that near corner. Yoon gets it back. Yoon still with the puck now. Cross ice pass above that far circle. That shot goes well wide of the goaltender. It ricochets into the netting, so a stoppage in play. That was Chalmers with a shot from above that far circle.
We'll get a fresh five legs out there. They skated off the first 2 minutes and 18 seconds of the five-minute penalty. Good rush there. Three shots on goal for the Tigers. Nothing in the net yet.
Face-off to the right. Strong. There's a quick one-timer off the face-off and a save by Santiago. I believe that was, I didn't see what Tiger that was in front. They got a pretty good look at it. Now that would have been Turubiertes. He had a nice shot, but a good save by the goaltender. Now the puck comes out of play in the Tiger bench. So another stoppage in play with 2:27 to go in the major penalty. Still no score, and give Minnehaha Academy a lot of credit. If they're able to kill off this power play, that's huge momentum here in the first period.
And they've done a good job of taking care of the rebound that Santiago's made, the save, not getting that second shot.
Puck ends up behind the goaltender, Yonke. Still a battle for the puck. Albert Lee picks it up, and here comes the Tigers coming the other way. Long pass head to center ice. Bouncing puck picked up there by Landley. Landley will bring it across the blue
offside
line, and now a whistle. And offside is going to be called on the Tigers with 2:11 to go on the power play.
Yeah, I got a little tangled up as they were trying to enter the zone here. So 6:39 left here in the first period. Shots on goal of 7 for the Redhawks, 5 for the Tigers.
Puck comes back to center ice, picked up by Minnehaha Academy. They'll bring it across the far point. That shot got to Yonke. Yonke can't find it. Is it a goal?
No goal.
No goal. Yonke did not see it. It was stuck underneath his pads. The official comes over and says no goal. Celebrating was Mills Moen. Mills Moen thought he had a goal. The official was kind of maybe a little late getting down to that end of the ice to really see what was going on.
Yeah, well, the lead official down there, it was stuck in his pad, so he had made the save. Whistle blew the puck dead.
Let's go, Tigers! Let's go!
So no goal and a faceoff coming up to the left of Yonke. Shots on goal, 8-5 advantage for Minnehaha Academy. Yeah, Yonke could tell. He looked around where the puck was, and thank goodness it was stuck under his pad somewhere, and if it did go across the line, the official did not see it.
Yeah, it was stuck more in his pad, and it kicked out. So
here comes Bakken with it. Take that back. That's Schreiber. Schreiber with the puck, centering pass in front. Tried to hook up on the doorstep, but Chalmers not able to. Ends up on the far boards, now the far circle. Now back to the top, or the point, I should say, at the blue line, and that's Van Beek. He'll drop it into that near corner. Ends up behind goaltender Santiago once again with 90 seconds to go in the major penalty. Under 6 minutes to go, first period. Still no score. There's a chance at the point. It's knocked away, but picked up by Albert Lee by Van Beek. Van Beek still with the puck. He skates in left side, gets it knocked away. The puck ends up in the near corner. And the Redhawks control, trying to clear the zone. Not able to. Puck is stuck on the near boards. Just to the right of us now, finally cleared. Chipped out of there all the way down the Yonke with a minute 05 to go in that major penalty.
Quick line change for the Redhawks. They bring out four fresh skaters. Yoon's breaking up the middle of the ice.
Here comes Yoon. Yooner's going to bring it across the near point. Yoon on the near boards. Yoon skates in. Centering pass high in that slot. Now on the near side, there's a shot, and it got knocked down. Gets it right back. That's Chalmers. Chalmers with it now in the far corner, still skating around. Chalmers gets hit from behind. Ends up to the far point. Back to Chalmers on that far circle. 39 seconds to go. There's a shot from the point that goes well wide off the stick of Yoon. Ends up in the near corner with 5 minutes to go, first period. And now comes out to the blue line, and falling down there was Yoon. He lost his balance. Here's a chance for Minnehaha Academy. 2-on-1. Centering pass, the shot, and a goal! Short-handed goal by Deegan.
Will Deegan.
Well, Yoon just lost his balance there at the blue line, and Minnehaha Academy took advantage of that. They went the goal. That's Will Deegan, the sophomore forward. So not only has Minnehaha Academy looked like they're going to kill off this five-minute major, they're going to strike with a shorthanded goal at the 12-11 mark of this first period. So a goal again is going to go to a Will Deegan. And for Deegan this season, that's his first goal. And Minnehaha Academy has not scored many goals this season, except the 5 goals they scored against Albert Lee last week.
Yeah, good job. I mean, Yoon did everything he could to hold the puck in, fell down. And good job by, it was Mellers Moen, came down the left side, passed it right over to Deegan, broke in and beat him high on the left side.
So Garrett Eide gets the assist, and Deegan gets the goal, and the 5-minute major penalty comes to an end. That was called on Daniel Staples from checking from behind. So Minnehaha Academy not only kills off 5 minutes worth of power play, they get a shorthanded goal. And it is a 1-0 lead off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Puck to the left of Yonke. Tigers will bang it off the boards. Ends up on the near boards. Now back out to center ice. Redhawks will chase it down. Touch there at center ice. Back in the Albert Lee zone, battle for in the blue line. Back to the neutral zone once again, picked up by Ferris for Albert Lee. Ferris will get it over to Chalmers. Chalmers, he brings it in, and he's going to lose control of the puck back to the blue line. Now Chalmers gets it back. Chalmers above that near circle, cross ice pass in the far circle. Chasing it down over there is Edwin. Edwin will skip the puck in behind Santiago. Race for the puck, it's that near corner. 3:33 to go, opening period, and a good one. And we're going to have a whistle and a penalty coming up. I believe, and it's going to be on Albert Lee.
We got a pile in the corner. Yeah, looks like we may have a trip.
I believe it's going to be a penalty, and that's going to be Barron's. I assume that's the penalty box.
Yeah, the benches and the penalty boxes are so close. Yeah, they're right next to center ice there. So
yeah, they don't have a separate area for the penalty box.
At 13:30,
it's going to be a 5-minute penalty too. We must have missed something in that corner. We'll wait for the official announcement, but it's a 5-minute major on Barrett.
You cross on defenseless player, you cross-check him from behind, and you get a 5-minute penalty. And that's what the referee has called.
Yeah, the PA announcer has not made the official call. Here it comes. So 5 minutes for checking from behind. So that's his second call, and both teams have had one now. So Minnehaha Academy with the lead. And now they're on the power play for another 4:30. 2:57 to go here in the first period. Puck ends up on the near boards. Now back to the point. Over above that far circle, there's a shot. Never got to a Yankee. Puck ends up behind Yankee. Picked up by Albert Lee's Edwin. Edwin will clear the zone. So the officials are making sure that there's nothing a chippy from behind. They're making sure, I guess, there's player safety out there.
Yep, if they have a question on it, they're going to call it that way tonight. Checking from behind, 5 minutes.
So Minnehaha Academy is going to regroup. That's Mills Moen. He's going to drop it in. Ends up on the far boards. Battle for it on the far side. Trying to draw the puck loose over there is Larson for Albert Lee.
It's into the Albert Lee bench. Falls out. So we'll have the faceoff down in the, just inside the blue line, inside the Albert Lee zone.
Yeah, just a very small conference that Minnehaha Academy plays in with St. Paul United, Breck, Blake, St. Paul Academy and Summit School, and Providence Academy. So if my math is correct, that's six teams in their conference. Puck off the face that comes up above that far circle. There's a shot, redirected in front, hit a lot of traffic, ends up on the near corner. There's a shot from a tough angle. Yankee never saw it, but I think it hit him. And Albert Lee picks up the puck. Tigers will just chip it ahead, trying to kill off his power play. 3:35 to go in the major penalty once again to Albert Lee's Barron's. And 2 minutes to go in this opening period. A shorthanded goal, that's all we got right now. Redhawks up 1-0. Bringing it across the near point. Now in that near corner. Battle for the puck there. Still a battle. Howie comes loose, centering pass in front. Nobody home for Minnehaha Academy. They're just flinging the puck away with Van Beek.
Yeah, good job of knocking it down and clearing the zone. Minute 30 left here in the first period.
Minnehaha Academy is going to bring out their own zone. They'll bring it across center ice. Pass it backwards. With under 90 seconds to go. Almost a steal. There's a steal there by Yoon. Yoon with the puck. Yoon brings it in looking for a teammate. He's in the near corner. Never able to get that pass off. Cutting to the net there was Chalmers, but never able to get it out from the corner. There's Chalmers with a shot from that far circle. And that's a save by Santiago. It's redirected into the netting. And a stoppage in play. So the Tigers getting a chance there, shorthanded with a minute 12 to go here first period.
Yeah, that's a big rush there. We'll have the faceoff just to the right of the goaltender, Santiago. So anytime you can get it in that offensive zone, keep it in there. That's important.
Off the faceoff won by Minnehaha Academy. Skating around Santiago. It's been a good one so far. Again, if you could not make the trip up to Minneapolis, thank you so much for having Kate Radio on. Puck ends up in that near corner and on the doorstep, and that shot goes over the head of Yankee. That was kissed. Ran it right to the doorstep. His shot went high. Ends up in the near boards once again. 50 seconds to go here in the first period. This power play will extend into the second period. Centering pass knocked away by Albert Lee. Kept in on the point by the Redhawks. That one's going to get away. Comes out of the zone, and regrouping there is Mills Moen. Nels Moen will pass it backwards, and maybe time for one more rush for the Redhawks with 30 seconds to go in this opening period. Again, 1-0 Minnehaha Academy on top.
Good job of Yoon with the forechecking out there, keeping it the Redhawks at bay.
17 seconds. The puck went back in the MA zone. Now they're going to bring it across. That's Mels Moen. Mels Moen in that near corner with 10 seconds. We got 8 seconds. The puck is cleared, and that's probably going to end this opening period. From Minnehaha Academy with 3 seconds, Santiago just hold on to the puck as the first 17 minutes comes to an end from Minnehaha Academy. A shorthanded goal is what we got. 1-0 Minnehaha Academy on top. Shots on goal, a 10-7 edge for the Redhawks in that first period. Your score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 17 minutes in the books. It's Minnehaha Academy 1, Albert Lee 0. You're listening to Tiger Hockey on Kate Radio.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Whether you're in need of a ride or just sick of brushing snow off the car just to go to the store, Smart Transit can be your quick and affordable ride anywhere you need to go in this area. Check them out online, smartbusmn.org, or find them on Facebook, or call 855-SMART-B1 for more info.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Yep, it's that time of year again. Joyous season, obnoxious ads.
Santa will never be ready for the Christmas sale.
I know. Let's just put a little more juice in the machine.
Oh, boy. At Americana Insurance and Albert Lee, we're not going to play that game. We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And to those of you who trusted us with your insurance this year, we'd like to say thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. Americana Insurance and Albert Lee, 377-2000.
Santa, the machine is expelling gas.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
Put big auto loan payments in the rear view with Accenture Credit Union. Accenture is ready to help you hit the open road with auto loans as low as 1.93% APR. You can apply for your loan online or visit us at one of our branch locations. Visit accenturecu.org/autoloans to learn more. APR equals annual percentage rate. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating, amount financed, and other factors. On approved credit. Rates subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lee. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 5 years with 2.49% APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their loan special. 377-1616, member NCUA.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Healthy employees are happy employees. If you are a business owner or manager with 5 or more employees, the Albert Lee Family Y offers annual corporate rates. This is Dennis Deeser, and I invite you to check this great program out on ymcaal.org. Many insurance companies offer incentive programs that could benefit your employees. The Albert Lee Family Y can help you. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
First intermission here at Minnehaha Academy. Your first intermission brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair for tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. That's 507-377-1215. We do have a couple of shout-outs we got to make. We heard that Dakota Yankee's grandparents and his mom are back home listening. Elaine and Jerry Yankee want to say hello to you, and Penny Yankee want to say hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to a Tiger Hockey right here on Kate Radio. So Jerry, Elaine, and Penny Yankee, a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas to you. And right now our Tigers just down 1-0 after the first period of play. And just to recap, the story has been a couple of major penalties. Minnehaha Academy, they drew a major, and both are for checking from behind. Daniel Staples, he drew a penalty at the 6:33 mark. Take that back. Yeah, the 6:33 mark of the first period. Albert Lee was on the power play for 5 minutes. They could not find a way to score, but during that power play. Minnehaha Academy with a shorthanded goal. Getting the goal for the Red Hawks, that was Will Deegan, a sophomore, his first goal of the season. He was assisted by Garrett Eide, a senior forward. It was 1-0. So it's kind of a double whammy for Albert Lee, not able to get a goal during that penalty and then giving up a shorthanded goal. Minnehaha Academy, they're going to continue their power play going into the second period. The Tigers were charged with a five-minute major at the 13:30 mark of that first period, and that was assessed to a Josh Behrens, the junior, for checking from behind. So far, Albert Lee's done a nice job of killing off most of that power play. 3.5 minutes have been killed off so far. Still a minute and a half left in the power play for Minnehaha Academy when we start the second period. Taking a look at Minnehaha Academy coming into the game. Like we mentioned, they have not won a game this year. They lost to a Roseville 6-3, got beat by Simley 10-0, lost to Dodge County 3-1, got beat by St. Paul Academy 5-1. We mentioned 9 days ago, a thriller at Roy Nystrom Arena. Our Tigers winning 6-5 in overtime, and then on Friday, they got beat by South St. Paul by the score of 1-0. So in this six-game stretch, they have scored just 11 goals if you count tonight here in game number 7. And half of those goals came against Albert Lee 9 days ago. So Minnehaha Academy's, they've had a tough time scoring goals so far this season. Albert Lee, of course, comes in with a record of 3-2 on the season. They're coming off that win against Faribault on Saturday. They had a win against Fairmont to kick off the season, 8-0. They lost to Rochester Century, 6-0. They beat this Red Hawk team, 6-5. They lost to Owatonna by the score of 3-1. That was last Thursday. And like we mentioned, Joseph Yoon with the 4 goals and that victory at Faribault on Saturday by the score of 6-0. Again, it's the first intermission here at Minnehaha Academy. The first of 2 games that we're going to carry in less than a week. Coming up on Tuesday afternoon, we'll be back here for a matinee game as the Albert Lee girls hockey team takes on Minnehaha United. And they're always one of the best teams in the state of Minnesota. So it'll definitely be a test for our Tigers on the sheet of ice coming up on Tuesday. If you can't get up to Minnehaha Academy on Tuesday afternoon, we got you covered right here on KETE. Pre-game around 1:50, and we'll have your face-off at 2 o'clock coming up on Tuesday. Again, we're at the first intermission in this one. It's 1-0. Minnehaha Academy on top. And I do want to mention this story before we take a timeout. It has to do with the former Albert Lee Tiger, who is now committed to play next year at the University of Minnesota. Campbell Sykos. He commits to the number one ranked team right now in college hockey. That's Minnesota State of Mankato. He is going to commit there for the 2022-2023 season. Now, the former Albert Lee grad is playing hockey in the NAHL. That's the North American Hockey League. The Austin Bruins are a part of that league. He's up with the Anchorage Wolverines playing hockey. And so far with them this season in 24 games played, 3 goals, 12 assists, 15 points for Sykos. And again, commits to Minnesota State Mankato. So that's awesome for the Albert Lee Tiger program. Again, Campbell Sykos. Next year, he's going to be a Maverick. Again, we're at the first intermission off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. It's 1-0. Albert Lee trailing Minnehaha Academy. I do know they have good eats here at this ice arena. My dad and my mom Debbie, she's also along for the road trip. I think they're going to get some chili. Not too often you go to a hockey game and they got chili. Hopefully some cheese and sour cream as well. So they're out checking out the concession stand. We'll get a report from my dad when he comes back. We're going to take a timeout again. It's 1-0. Minnehaha Academy on top of Albert Lee after 1 period off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. You're listening to Tiger Boys Hockey on AM 1450 KATE.
Real estate is booming right now. Come see me, Susie Miller.
And me, Diane Obermeyer.
At Arcadian Bank. Our team is ready to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance.
The process is so simple with the online application or download the Arcadian Bank mortgage app. Or, if you prefer to meet in person, call us at 507-373-1945 or stop into our Albert Lee location at 1452 West Main, Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat!
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lea, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lea, or call 377-1275.
Feeling like your home needs a new look? At Broadway Home Design, they offer all types of flooring and varying price points. Whether you need new hardwood or luxury vinyl tile, a kitchen backsplash, or are planning a full bathroom remodel, the experts at Broadway Home Design can take the concept from start to finish. As your local authorized Schluter dealer, they specialize in custom walk-in tile showers using only the best waterproofing products available. They offer in-home measures, design consultation, and flooring installation. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lea's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lea makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like. Just call 373-753-50.
Put big auto loan payments in the rear view with Accenture Credit Union. Accenture is ready to help you hit the open road with auto loans as low as 1.93% APR. You can apply for your loan online or visit us at one of our branch locations. Visit accentracu.org/autoloans to learn more. APR equals annual percentage rate. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating, amount financed, and other factors. On approved credit. Rates subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
So get ready for the second period of action from Minnehaha Academy. Aaron, Mark, and Debbie Worm with you here on KATE. And Dan, I'm going to ask you right off the bat because I kind of teased it before the break. How was the chili? How was the chili at Minnehaha Academy?
It was chunky. It was good. Your mother said it was delicious. So that's the vote right there. That's all that matters. The coffee is strong and black that I'm having right now.
Not too often you go to a hockey game and they have chili.
No.
So we appreciate that.
Nice surprise. Yeah, coffee and hot chocolate and all kinds of kind of a one-man person back there doing the best he can to hold her down.
So, Dan, after one period of play, are your thoughts? Again, a very even hockey game. Both teams having to go through five-minute major penalties. Minnehaha Academy killed off the major on them. Albert Lee's 90 seconds away from killing off the major penalty on them.
It's going to be a... It's an evenly matched game. The talent is pretty even here. You know, first game, 6-5 overtime, as we talked about. Both teams have gotten a chance to play four periods against each other this year, so they know what they got. So, and it's very evenly matched here, so it might take a little puck luck. It's going to be who maintains that center ice area all the time, because that's where the control starts, you know. If you can maintain the control in the center ice, you got a chance of, you know, putting some offense on. If you can't control center ice, you're on your heels the whole time. But very evenly matched game so far.
Shots on goal in opening period, 10-7 Minnehaha Academy with the SOG lead. Again, it's 1-0. If you're just tuning in, Minnehaha Academy scored shorthanded at the 12-11 mark of that opening period. Deegan with the goal, the assist going to Idy, and that's where we stand right now. Or Ide, I should say. Ide picking up his third point of the season. For Deegan, that was his first point. Take that back. Second goal. Let me get that right. Second goal of the season for Deegan. And that's where we sit. 1-0 Minnehaha Academy.
Yeah, nice passing play. They did a nice job when they stole that kid across the line. Good passing play. We've got a minute and 30 seconds left of a penalty to kill off here yet to start the second period. Number 10 is still sitting in the box. So we're just about ready to get the puck drop here and get going.
Definitely glad we're sitting below the heaters because this would probably be considered a pretty cold ice arena if you're not underneath the heat.
And this is a warm Minnesota evening.
It is. True. So here we go. Second period action. Yaki to the right of us. Santiago to the left for Minnehaha Academy. And off the faceoff, Minnehaha Academy wins the draw. They'll drop it in behind Yankee. Minute 21 to go in that major penalty that was assessed to Behrens back in the first period. Albert Lea trying to kill that off. Puck ends up in that near corner. Now behind Yockey. Chase for it on the far side. Minnehaha Academy chips it in behind Yockey. Battle for the puck there. Albert Lee picks it up. Tigers are banging off the boards. Goes back to center ice. All the way down to Santiago, the goaltender. Hit a minute to go on the penalty. Pretty big for Albert Lee to find a way to kill off this major penalty. And then go back to work down just 1-0. Passing at center ice. That's Carter with it. Carter right across the blue line. It's knocked away. And chasing after it is Kiss from Minnehaha Academy. He'll knock it right back to the neutral zone. And now a long shot from the blue line saved by Yankee. That was out the stick of Carter. And a stoppage in play with 38 seconds to go in the Tiger penalty. 16:07 to go second period. 1-0. Minnehaha Academy on top of Albert Lee.
Yeah, good job of killing the penalty. They got Jan out front chasing, and they meet him three abreast at the blue line before they can get it in, and they shot it in, and Yankee grabbed it, and got some fresh legs out there for both squads.
So a faceoff coming to the left of Yankee. Been a good crowd on the day before Christmas Eve. And if you're too busy with some holiday planning or get-togethers tonight that could not make the trip up to Minnehaha Academy, thank you so much for having Kate Radio on. As the Tigers clear the zone with 26 seconds to go on the Red Hawks power play. They'll bring out the zone. They'll bring it across center ice. And it's knocked away for a second. Now finally brought across the blue line. Albert Lee will chip it right back out. And the Red Hawks went down. No penalty. That was Deegan. And Albert Lee will clear the zone once again. So the Tigers are going to kill off this five-minute major. 5 seconds to go in the penalty. Definitely a momentum booster for Albert Lee. Red Hawks will bring it across the blue line. Ends up on the far boards. One of the Red Hawks fell down now in that corner. Puck slides behind Yockey. Ends up in the near corner. Tigers at full strength. So the power play is over for Minnehaha Academy. Puck ends up to the left of Santiago, the goaltender for Minnehaha Academy. That's going to be icing. And a faceoff coming up in the Tiger Red with 15:14 to go here in the second period. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, it's 1-0. Red Hawks.
Yeah, good job. Killed it off. We're still down 1-0. Now we're at even strength with 15:14 left here in the second period of play.
Off the faceoff above that near circle. Shot went wide of Yankee. Ends up on the far boards. Stuck in that far corner for a moment. And now a whistle. We're going to have a hand pass. So a quick stoppage of play. I will say one thing about this ice arena. With it being so close to the ice, with it being a smaller arena, it definitely makes it a great Minnesota hockey atmosphere again.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on top of it here. It's again, a little bit smaller rink, and everybody's sitting right on the ice, on the edge of the ice here. You get a good view of everything. Get a feel for the game.
Face off to the left of Santiago. Ends up in that far corner. Suck on the boards. Couple of Tigers, couple of Red Hawks trying to jar it loose. Still a battle for the puck. Over there for Albert Lee, Edwin, and Van Beek. Finally comes loose. Comes back out the center ice. Chasing after for Albert Lee, that's Studier. Studier skating backwards. He's got someone chasing him down. And that Red Hawk knocked it away, and Studier is going to have to just dump it behind Yankee. Ends up on the near boards. Comes out to the blue line. That shot went well wide of Yankee off the stick of Kiss. In that far corner, Albert Lee trying to get out of there. They do. Back to the neutral zone. Slides all the way down the Red Hawk zone. Into the puck first is Kiss. Now Kiss stuck on the board. Stolen by Albert Lee. Chance for the Tigers in that far corner. Centering pass in front and able to get it off the stick. I don't know if it got to Santiago. That was a tough shot by Edwin in the slot. And here comes Minnehaha Academy. They're not going to get to the puck. It's going to be icing on the Red Hawks. I don't know how Edwin got that shot off.
Yeah, he reached. He had to reach for it to his left, right on the ice, down low. Santiago did got the stick on. He kicked it off to the left, and Red Hawks had to clear the zone to get the pressure off, and we'll have the puck drop right in front of us here just to the right of Santiago, the goalie.
14:11 to go, second period, and a good one. 1-0 Red Hawks on top. And 9 days ago, Minnehaha Academy won. I take that back. They lost this matchup to our Tigers 6-5 in overtime. Max Edwin with a game winner in overtime after the Tigers were down 2-0, 4-2, 5-3. There's a shot by Albert Lee from the far circle. Goes wide to Santiago. Heads up on the near boards. Comes back on the center ice and dumped right back in by Albert Lee. Red Hawks will bang it off the boards. Back to center ice once again. Puck is picked up by Albert Lee's. That was Quam. And here comes the Tigers the other way. Chasing after it after Lady. Knock it into the zone for a second. Comes right back to center. Rice picked up by the Tigers once again. Redhawks with it. Across the center Rice. Puck ends up in the Tigers zone. Now in that far corner. Behind Yankee. Redhawks still control. Now in the near circle. Now swung back the other way behind Yankee. Now back to the far boards. Three Tigers over there. Finally someone controls it and ends up knocking out a play above the Redhawks bench. So they stoppage in play with 13:07 to go, second period. 1-0 Redhawks off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard.
Yeah, it's a Redhawks came in. Lighty, the defenseman, kind of met the forward coming in, politely gave him a little check, kind of pushed him into the bench a little bit there as the play came in. A nice, soft, easy touch. Face off to the right of Yankee, the goaltender here, to our far side.
Albert Lee in the blue sweaters, dark blue sweaters, light blue trim. They got that Tiger hockey logo on the front. The white numerals, Redhawks in the white sweaters, red numerals with black trim. Off the faceoff, Albert Lee brought up the center ice for a second and knocked right back the other way. Redhawks will get to the puck first net near corner. Now skating in behind Yankee. Good defense by Albert Lee trying to knock the puck away, but the puck ends up on the far boards. Couple of players for both teams trying to jar it loose. They finally do. Albert Lee's got the puck. That's Chalmers. Chalmers will try to skip it ahead. It's knocked down at center ice. It goes backwards. Albert Lee's going to regroup. Long pass ahead to center ice out the stick of Edwin. He can't control it. And the Redhawks will bring it the other way. Across the blue line. There's a shot. Easy save for Yankee. Bounce from the blue line by Carter. Never got the shot off the ice. Kind of slid it to Yankee. He'll pick it up like a shortstop and glove it in the stoppage in play.
Yeah, kept it down. Tried to get it on the bottom left corner on there. A little bit of a screenshot there. Kind of tried to sneak one in there while getting it into the zone. Yankee made quick work of it, put it in its glove.
So face off on that near circle. Face off won by the Redhawks. They'll spin it around on that far side. Dump it behind Yankee again, now on the near side. 12:19 to go, second period. 1-0 Redhawks on top. Above that far circle. They're going to chip it in behind Yankee once again. Puck ends up in the far corner. Albert Lee finally picks it up, and here comes the Tigers the other way. That's Yoon with it. Yoon across center ice. Yoon across the blue line. Yoon on that far circle. Lost the puck. Picked up by a teammate on the far boards. And I'll poke back to the blue line. Albert Lee not able to keep it in. Studier will pick it up. And Studier will dump it right back in behind Santiago. Battle for it in the near corner. Puck still there for a few seconds. Finally pops loose, ends up on the far side. Bouncing puck on the far boards. Comes out to the blue line. Albert Lee cannot keep it in. Back at center ice, picked up there by Olsen. Olsen will dump it right back in. Puck spins behind the boards, ends up in the far corner. In that far corner, trying to knock it loose. There is Schreiber for Albert Lee. Heads up to the right of Santiago. Now the near boards once again. 11:19 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Redhawks, a shorthanded goal in the first period. The only damage done so far tonight. Minnehaha Academy controls. Long pass out the center ice. Chasing down the puck. Trying to get to it first is the Redhawks. So just kind of knock it behind Yankee for a line change. See if Albert Lee can beat him back the other way. Going from right to left in a radio dial. That's Olsen. Olsen got spun around. He lost the puck. And here comes Minnehaha Academy. That's Black with it. Black skates in. Black to the right of Yankee. Puts on the brakes. And he lost the puck. Picked up by Yoon for Albert Lee. Yoon will bring it back out the center ice. Cross ice pass by Yoon over to Chalmers. And a whistle.
We're going to have a penalty.
We're going to have a slash.
A little slash in 18. He went down in front of the goal as the Tigers broke out. As soon as the puck was touched across center ice, the referee blew the whistle. Who we got in the box? Number 8, 2 minutes.
So Edwin gets the penalty at the 6:18 mark of the second period. So slashing on Edwin. So for the second time tonight, Minnehaha Academy will go on the power play. This is only a 2 minute one.
Yep, 2 minutes for chopping. In other words, he slashed him.
So off the faceoff, Minnehaha Academy wins the draw. Come out to the blue line. Albert Lee will dump it the other way. Get shots on goal. 13-8 edge for Minnehaha Academy. 3-1 edge for the Redhawks here in the second period. There's not been many great chances for either team here in the second period to score. Minnehaha Academy brings it in behind Yankee, ends up in the near corner. Now back out to the near point. Drops it off to a teammate. Now back to the point once again. Above that near circle. Drops it back out to a teammate at the point. Had a tough time trying to keep it in. That was Carter. Carter able to get it to a teammate. There's a shot from the left of Yonke. Loose puck in front. Where is it?
Front.
And a stoppage in play. Don't know if the officials lost sight of the puck. And now a little pushing and extracurricular talking between the two teams.
Yep.
Nothing more than that.
Two from each side. Little extra holiday greeting. Whistle is blowing. We'll have a face-off, looks like, to the left of Yonke. 1:17 left in the penalty here with 9:59 left in the second period.
We'll just go with that. Merry Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? What do you think Santa's bringing you?
I don't know, but it looks like we might be depositing some more people in the penalty box over here. They may have given each other a little bit too much love. They have offsetting penalties here.
Yeah, we got one in each. So joining Edwin in the penalty box, one of his teammates. Minnehaha Academy also has got somebody in the box. So like
number
Mark 10
is joining him. Is it Behrens, Josh Behrens?
So Behrens in the penalty box.
So they decided to reward the player from each for pushing and shoving 2 minutes in the box, offsetting penalties.
We'll wait for the official word here in just a second, but it's still a power play for Minnehaha Academy. Above that, far circle, the shot goes wide, and Yonke ends up on the near board. 56 seconds to go in the one skater advantage. 9:37 to go second period. The puck ends up in the net, so a stoppage in play. And again, still no announcement from the public address announcing. We'll just go with that, like you mentioned. Coincidental penalties.
Coincidental penalties. 2 minutes for hugging. That's really all of them.
I'm going to mark it down that way in my scorebook, too.
Delay of game.
Puck ends up in the corner. Centering pass. Nobody there for Minnehaha Academy. Alberti will clear it all the way down to Santiago with 42 seconds to go in the power play. And 1-0. Red Hawks on top. Shorthanded goal in the first if you're just joining us. That's it so far. At center ice, puck comes across the blue line for a second. Now back to center. Albert Lee with the puck. That's Schreiber. Schreiber skates in. Schreiber gets it poked away from behind. Schreiber gets it back. He's got three Red Hawks around him. Finally loses control of the puck. But does a nice job of killing off more time on this power play. Red Hawks will regroup with 14 seconds. Maybe one last rush for Minnehaha Academy. Back at center ice. Trying to bring it across the blue line. It's knocked away. Here comes Albert Lee. 2-on-2 break. Across that far point. There's a shot, hit the back of the net. That went off the stick of Chalmers. Penalty to Edwin comes to an end, so the Tigers are at full strength. 5-on-5 skating. Now in the Tigers zone. Minnehaha Academy has it on the near boards. Battle for it there. Puck comes loose, back to the point. Albert Lee picks it up. Here comes the Tigers the other way, going from right to left. That's Edwin. Edwin across the blue line, drops off to a teammate. Skating on the far circle. Centering pass, trying to get to Chalmers. And Chalmers could not get a stick on it. Schreiber did a nice job of skating around one Red Hawk. Again, dropped it off to Chalmers, but Chalmers could not redirect it. Back in the Tigers zone for the moment. And here comes Albert Lee the other way. That's Chalmers once again. Chalmers across the blue line. Chalmers in that near circle. Chalmers gets tied up on the boards. One of his teammates picks it up. Centering pass ends up above that far circle. There's a shot well wide of Santiago. Ends up back to the near point. That shot hit a bunch of people, and Rickard shades all the way back to the Tiger end. Race for the puck, and it's going to be icing on Minnehaha Academy. Even though I'm not sure if anybody really hit it that direction, they hit a few things in front of Yonke and just sort of rocketed out of the zone.
Yeah, just came out of there. We'll have a face-off in front of the Red Hawk goaltender right in front of us here to his right. Shot stand 15-8 with 7:41 left here in the second period. Good even battle. Good even battle. The officials have set precedence with the 2 5-minute checking from behind penalties early. It's been a good, clean game.
And like we talked about on the drive up, it's nice for Albert Lee and Minnehaha Academy to see some teams you don't see on a regular basis. This is good work by Paul Durbon, the activities director for Albert Lee, getting a home-and-home on the schedule. And what we've noticed so far in a game and a half, it's also good when you put on the schedule when you have two teams that end up being pretty evenly matched, too.
Yeah, and 9 days apart, which is nice. A lot of times you get those home and homes, and they've got, 6 weeks in between them, so you get to see them right away. So I think that's why we're the type of game we're having tonight. Tight checking, low scoring.
Back at center ice. Albert Lee now controls, going to pass it backwards in their own end. Long pass ahead. Here comes Albert Lee with the puck. There's Edwin. Edwin's going to skate it. Edwin on the doorstep, and he gets spun around. That should be a penalty. No penalty is going to be called. Edwin was spun around in the slot area and comes back out to center ice. There's a shot. That one ricocheted off of something and ended up in the front of the goaltender, Santiago, but ends up now in the near corner. Mm-hmm. And now cleared by Minnehaha Academy. Mark, what did you see on that attack by Edwin?
He was getting checked while they have a shot, got spun around a little bit, but there was nothing there. There was no hold, there was no hook or nothing. It was just good hard play in front of the net.
Yoon's going to skate in on that near circle. Yoon with a backhand, and Santiago flips it up in the air. His mask comes off, ends up above the plexiglass into the netting. I'm not sure if the puck hit his mask.
It was coming up. He got it with his blocker pad and kind of and got his mask on the bottom of the chin and knocked it off there. It was up high on his... on the right-hand side of him, as he came up with the blocker to block it, he actually just caught it at the bottom of his helmet and face guard there and popped his helmet off.
6:18 to go here in the second period. Aaron and Mark Warren with you from Minnehaha Academy. 1-0. Red Hawks on top of our Tigers. Nice to have a game on the air a couple of days before Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a good one, you know. Minnehaha's last two games have been one-goal games, you know. They lost them both, so it's a good contest. We got the referee skating, piece of equipment or something over the bench.
We're going to have an equipment timeout for the goaltender. Yeah, something broke on his mask.
He's got that throat guard that hangs on the bottom of your mask. That's what broke, so you have to get that on there. We want to make sure that the goaltender has that. That's kind of important to him.
Very important piece of equipment. But when it comes to play-by-play, I want to mention coming up on Monday, the Minnesota Wild, after the short pause by the NHL, they're going to be back in action. They're going to be at Winnipeg coming up on Monday night, 7:45, your pregame face-off at 8. I think the Wild have lost 3 or 4 in a row.
Yeah, they've gone to a little bit of a dry spell here. You know, once they had the best record in the league, and then they kind of, one of the last 5 games, they may have gotten points in. So, yeah, they've hit a little bit of a dry spell. They got to recover.
The Jeopardy music playing here at Minnehaha Academy as they continue to fix the goaltender gear, and both teams come over to their respective benches.
Alex, I'll take equipment for
$500. Coming up on Tuesday, like we mentioned, on Tuesday afternoon, back up here for girls hockey as Albert Lee takes on Minnehaha United. That's a 1:50 pregame faceoff at 2 o'clock. And then Tuesday night, stay up late for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, the Gophers taking on West Virginia. It's a 9:15 kickoff. We'll have your pregame 2 hours before, so plenty of pregame coverage leading off to a kickoff of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl on Tuesday night. PJ Flex crew heading down to Arizona. Gophers announced today that the 4,000 tickets allotted to the Gophers to sell, they have sold those.
Should be a good time. So that's the 28th. Tuesday the 28th.
And what I like about this bowl game, to me, if I had the money to buy a plane ticket and had the time to go down there, it's at the baseball field where the Diamondbacks play.
Yeah.
And I think that would be cool just for that kind of experience.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun time to everybody there, I would think.
Coming up on Wednesday next week, the Gopher men's basketball team, now 10-1 on the season, they're going to be at home against Elkhorn State. 6:30, your pregame of your tip-off at 7. And New Year's Eve, we got Timberwolves basketball. The T-Wolves will be at Utah once again. They're in Utah tonight, so back at Utah, New Year's Eve, 8 o'clock tip-off. That's going to wrap up our play-by-play schedule for the 2021 year. So again, Wild Hockey on Monday, Gopher football, Albert Lee girls hockey on Tuesday, Gopher men's basketball on Wednesday, and the Timberwolves on December 31st.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see who shows up, and meeting the players at this point in time. They've got a lot of protocols, and you say Collins is out on a minor deal now for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I heard that on the way up.
You know, getting to see some new names, new faces, new jerseys out there. So looks like the equipment is fixed, and we're ready to go with 6:18 left here in the second period.
So the faceoff coming out to the right of Santiago. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, playing here at the barn. Buck is knocked out the center ice. Yoon's going to chase after it. Yoon back in his own zone. And Joseph Yoon, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We'll have Joseph on the air coming up sometime this week. Puck ends up in the Minnehaha zone. And racing for the puck is a couple of Tigers on the far boards. Battle for the puck there. That was Edwin back out to the point. Backhanded into the near corner. Chasing for the puck. Chalmers gets over there. Chalmers was there. Now Van Beek is there as well. Puck ends up behind Santiago. Puck is knocked loose back in that near corner. On the near corner, on the near boards once again. Puck pops loose high in the slot. Tigers had it for a second, spun around, and the puck ends up behind Santiago, chasing after this Chalmers. Comes back out to the point. There's a shot. Goes all the way to Santiago. Loose puck, rebound, and the goal. Rebound by the Tigers. That's Van Beek with the goal. Shot from the point. Van Beek on the redirect, on the rebound, I should say. And Albert Lee at the 11:34 mark of the second period. They have tied things up off the Hanson Tiger Service scoreboard. Tigers and Redhawks tied at one.
Yeah, puck came back to the high point out there. Jan shot it, and good save by Santiago. And sitting on the doorstep was Van Beek and Edwin both, and they put the old one-timer, tucked it into the bottom corner. There we have a tie game with 5:26 left here in the second corner.
Look at the assist on the shot from the point, but Spencer Van Beek, the sophomore. Now on the other end, it comes right to Yaki, and Yaki's going to have to cover it up. Well, the Tigers needed that one.
Yeah, and it was, again, a good job of keeping the puck in the zone, got it out to the point, good low shot from the point. And two guys sitting, one on each on the doorstep, right and left of the goaltender. Didn't matter where he saved it, somebody was there. Was it going to be Van Beek or Edwin was going to tuck that thing in and they put it away?
So Spencer Van Beek. So Joseph Ewan gets the assist. That's his sixth assist of the season, 14th point. Like we mentioned, for Van Beek, his second goal, his sixth point. And again, I was surprised the shot from the blue line by Ewan got all the way through. There was tons of traffic in front, and somehow it got all the way to Santiago. And because it did, that set up Van Beek to pick up the loose change and knock it home.
Yeah, and Ewan is a smart player. You can see that. He got the puck, didn't shoot it right away, waited for a little bit of an area to shoot and to have a little bit of interference, and finally laid it right on the ice. Nice job of setting it up for his teammates to just tuck it in the corner.
4:45 to go here in the second period. We're back to even. 1-1 hockey game. 16-11 edge. Shots on goal right now for the Redhawks. Heads up in the Tigers zone. Tigers banging off the boards back to center ice. The puck gets to Olsen. Olsen lost it. Ends up behind goaltender Santiago. Just to the left of Santiago. Now in that corner. Tigers trying to center it, but it gets knocked down. Ends up behind Santiago once again.
This has been a good one. Forecheck deep in there, trying to keep the puck in.
Long pass ahead, looking for a Redhawk breaking to the net and could not come up with it. It was a nice pass from the blue line, but it got by one of the Redhawks. Albert Lee will clear the zone back to the Minnehaha Academy. There's a centering pass for Albert Lee. There's a chance. Backhand shot went wide to Santiago. Another chance and a shot, and that one goes to the right of Santiago. Couple of opportunities. Carlson had one. Landley had another. As Albert Lee kind of peppering the net right now, just not finding the back of it. And finally, Minnehaha Academy does a smart thing, and they're going to ice the puck. But Albert Lee had a couple of chances there. Kind of point blank, but just missed the mark.
Yeah, they surrounded the goal. Did a nice job setting it up from behind the goal to their guys coming in on the corners. And just shot it Weiss one, two times wide to the right, but really kept the forechecking on and peppered the goaltender in there. Got the right to the front of us. Here's a faceoff deep in the zone.
Off the faceoff, the puck behind the net. Albert Lee now controls on the far corner. That's Chalmers with a Chalmers centering pass in front. He was trying to hook up in front there with Edwin. Ends up in that near corner.
Oh,
now a penalty is going to be called on Edwin.
That's not a good one.
Is that a check from behind, you think?
We're going to find out.
So Edwin will serve his second penalty of the second period. This one coming at the 13:37 mark.
Two guys going hard for the puck, and he just got one of those opportunities where he got him from behind. And
I'll say the officials discussing at center ice.
Yeah.
And I'll come over and tell the scorekeeper. Well, the official talking to Matt Erickson, the head coach, Albert Lee.
Well, if we're going to be consistent all night, I would anticipate that might be five.
Conversation is over. Nothing on the board as of right now. Edwin's in the box. It's going to be a two-minute minor. So a two-minute minor on Edwin. So the Redhawks will go on the power play for the third time tonight. They're 0 for 2 so far. Face-off won by the Redhawks. Ends up behind Yonke. Ends up in the near corner. So 2 minutes for roughing as the Colin Edwin. On the near boards. Redhawks keep it in. Now back to the point. Drops it off above that near circle. Back to the point once again. Over above that far circle. Minnehaha Academy taking their time. There's a shot. Goes wide to Yonke. Never got to Yonke. It's in traffic. It ends up on the far boards. Back to the point. 90 seconds to go in the power play. On that far circle, there's a shot. That got knocked down. Ends up behind Yonke once again. Battle for the puck behind Yonke. 2:42 to go here in the second period. Minute 17 to go in the power play for the Redhawks. It's a 1-1 game. There's a shot. Got to Yonke. Hit him in the chest. Made the save. It ricochets over to the near corner. Back out to the point once again. There's another shot. That's knocked away by Yonke. Shot from the far circle ends up. Yonke's looking for it. Able to stab it away, and the puck ends up in the far corner.
Got to get possession, get this puck out of the zone. There we go.
And Yoon's going to pick it up. Here comes the Tigers. A two-on-two break. Yoon's going to bring it across the blue line. Got a teammate behind him, but Chalmers could not handle it. And Minnehaha Academy will regroup. There is a chance for Albert Lee to have a shorthanded opportunity. Just not able to control the puck.
Good job there of breaking it up and getting it out of their zone.
Minute 57 to go in the second period. 32 seconds to go in the power play. Trying to keep it at the blue line, not able to. A nice job by Van Beek to knock it out. Puck ends up back in the Redhawks zone. Skating around is Carter. Time for one more rush for Minnehaha Academy. 18 seconds to go in the penalty to Edwin. 95 seconds to go in the second period. 1-1 game off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Redhawks will bring it across the near point. Skating it on that near corner with 6 seconds on the power play. Puck ends up in the far corner with two. Edwin's going to come out of the box. Tigers are at full strength, and Albert Lee knocks out the zone. So 5-on-5 skating. Edwin goes to the bench. Olsen comes out. So we're back to even strength.
Quick defensive change here for the Redhawks. Two new defensemen come on.
On the far boards, battle for the puck there. Redhawks control, far circle. Never got it on net, ends up behind Yonke. There's a centering pass, but a nice job in front there by Behrens. Behrens able to knock it away. Puck comes back out to the far point, and Albert Lee knocks out the zone. Nice job by Van Beek. Van Beek with the puck now. 3-on-1 for Albert Lee. Van Beek with a shot, and Santiago's able to make the save. He had to make that save because Schreiber was right there. There's another Tiger as well, a 3-on-1 rush, and if Santiago does not make that glove save, there's a couple of Tigers waiting to knock it in.
Two in the doorstep. Great job by Van Beek as he met the defenseman at the blue line. They battled for the puck. Good skate work with him to kick it ahead and get a good stride ahead and cause that 3-on-1 break and a nice opportunity.
Face off to the left of Santiago. Ripped around the boards, ends up on the near side with 40 seconds to go in the period. Here's a chance for Albert Lee. Gets it knocked away in that slot area. That was Chalmers. Now behind goaltender Santiago. Santiago with 30 seconds trying to clear it. There's a shot from a tough angle from the near board. Did it get to him? Yep. Santiago will cover it up on that shot by Quam with 25.3 seconds to go in the second period. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Redhawks with one in the first. The Tigers with a goal from Van Beek here in the second.
Yeah, good shot by Quam there. Goaltender grabbed it, fell out of his glove, fell on it as Van Beek was just waiting on the doorstep to stick it in.
And a good crowd here from Albert Lee. And I got to find out what Tiger fan is wearing the Grinch ugly sweater. Because I like ugly sweaters. I want to know where he got it from.
Are you calling the Grinch ugly?
I'm not.
Come on now.
Off the face-off.
Good job by
Yoon. Comes out to the point. There's a chance for Albert Lee. Yoon's shot goes wide with 10 seconds to go. Puck behind Santiago with 8. Centering pass in front. Knocked away by. There's a wrap around the goal. Wrap around by Yoon with 4.1 seconds to go. And the Tigers take their first lead of the night. 2-1 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Yoon with the wraparound goal. And it's 2-1 Tigers.
Yeah, nice job there. He just kept the spinning. I think was that Chalmers behind there? Are we going to have to wait for the announcement of the goal? I think it was Chalmers that came at that wraparound from behind.
Oh, it wasn't Yoon. Okay.
Yeah, Yoon set it up, kept it in play.
So I'll wait for the official scoring, but that's a tough one when you have to take a goal 4 seconds before The period comes to an end, and that's what happens to Minnehaha Academy. Shots on goal for the period, 9-8. Minnehaha Academy with the advantage. Total shots on goal, 19 for Minnehaha Academy, 15 for Albert Lee. So I got the wrong number. You're right. It was Chalmers with the wraparound. Van Beek with the assist.
Right on the doorstep, Van Beek took a shot, was denied by the goaltender, went behind, and right there behind was Tint Chalmers, wrapped it around on the right side of the goaltender with 4 seconds left and put the Tigers ahead 2-1. Nice. Good job of attacking the net and staying right on top of the goaltender there at the end of the first period.
You talk to any hockey coach, and I think they have a specific term for goals that are scored with less than a minute or two in a period. Because
big.
What's that?
Big.
Yeah. They're backbreakers if you give them up, and it's a huge backbreaker if you give up one with 4 seconds to go in the period. So a big goal by Chalmers for Chalmers picking up his fourth goal of the season. He's got 9 points. Can we mention the assist going to Van Beek? Van Beek with his second point, one goal, one assist. He's now got 7 points on the season. So a big-time goal by the Tigers there with 4 seconds left in the second period. Chalmers with the goal, Van Beek with the assist. And 2 periods in the books from Minnehaha Academy. Your score, 2-1. Albert Lee on top. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Tiger Hockey here on KATE. And this intermission, of course, brought to you by our good friends at AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. For tires, alignments, and diagnostics, contact AutoServe, 129 Columbus Avenue, or call 507-377-1215. The number again for AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 507-377-1215. 2-1 Tigers after 2 on Kate.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat.
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lee, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lee, or call 377-1275.
Did you know Cascade Platinum is so powerful you can load dirty dishes in the dishwasher without a pre-rinse?
More power, more clean, Cascade for your dishwashing machine.
That's right. Unlike other detergents, Cascade Platinum has 50% more cleaning power with enzymes that break down food particles. It even works in your dishwasher's quick wash cycle.
More power, more clean.
So skip the pre-rinse and switch to Cascade Platinum with 50%.
Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee's primary concern is keeping you and your family safe this winter, and to them, that means driving on not just good tires, but great ones. Hanson Tire of Albert Lee has sweetened their rebate deal during their year-end sale, December 20th through December 31st. Get a $50 instant rebate when you purchase 4 Goodyear tires. That's on-the-spot cash on top of their mail-in rebates, $100 back on a set of 4 select Goodyear tires, an additional $100 bonus when you use the Goodyear credit card. The price quote is free, so don't wait. Call or stop today, as these offers again end December 31st.
Smart Transit in Austin and Albert Lee is hiring. Smart has openings for full and part-time transit bus drivers. Starting wage has recently increased and all positions offer benefits. Daytime, evening, and weekend hours are available. Apply today by visiting smartbusmn.org or by calling our dispatch team at 855-762-7821.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Do you have too much credit card debt? A home in need of improvements? Do you want to refinance a higher rate first mortgage without paying high closing costs? Use the equity in your home to consolidate or refinance into one easy payment. The United Employees Credit Union is now offering a 10-year fixed annual percentage rate of 3.99%. There are no closing costs in most cases. Stop feeling like you're financially behind. Call the United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lee today to see how a home equity loan can help. 377-1616, member NCUA.
Yep, it's that time of year again. Joyous season, obnoxious ads.
Santa will never be ready for the Christmas sale.
I know. Let's just put a little more juice in the machine.
Oh, boy. At Americana Insurance and Albert Lee, we're not going to play that game. We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And to those of you who trusted us with your insurance this year, we'd like to say thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. Americana Insurance and Albert Lee, 377-2000.
Santa, the machine is expelling gas.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
Mortgage Made Easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller.
And I'm Diane Obermeyer.
And we're the mortgage lenders at Arcadian Bank. And we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance.
Our professional team is experienced and has the knowledge to answer your questions and help work out the fine details. Call us at 507-373-1945 to set up a meeting at our Albert Lee location.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com.
Second intermission here on KETE from Minnehaha Academy. Aaron and Mark Worm with you. Debbie Worm, my mom, also with us on the road trip tonight. And Mark, that's a big goal at the end. The Tigers, of course, down 1-0. They even things up in the second period on a goal by Van Beek. We'll talk about that, but let's talk about what could be a potential game-winning goal, a huge back-breaking goal. 4 seconds left in the period. Chalmers gets the goal, and that's where we sit right now. Albert Lee on top 2-1.
Yeah, nice, solid period. You know, you start the period out having to kill off a minute and a half penalty from the first period. You come out there and put up two goals, one with 5 seconds left on some good hustle and good forechecking on the front side up there, and you know, that's a nice, solid period. You played them pretty square up, kill off the penalty to start, finish strong by tucking in the second goal of the period with 5 seconds left. Outstanding job of forechecking and attacking the net. So 2-1 lead after two. Should be more good things to happen here in the third period, but we'll find out early. Again, very even matched here, again, as the shots on goal indicate, 19-16.
We should mention coming up next week, a no break for the Albert Lee boys hockey team. They're going to be in the Kiwanis tournament at Graham Arena in Rochester. If you're looking to watch some high school hockey over the Christmas break, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Albert Lee is going to take on Bloomington Kennedy. They have 5:15 start on Tuesday, 5 o'clock start against Laverne, then at 5:45 on Thursday, Rochester Lord. So 3 games for the Tigers, all starting after 5 o'clock next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You want to make that trip over to Graham Arena to cheer on our Tigers. And I think it's one of 2 holiday tournaments. The Albert Lee boys basketball team there at a holiday tournament at St. Charles. And I'm a big fan of holiday tournaments because a lot of times when the kids are out of school, you're looking for something to do with the kids, and here's a chance to make a trip to Rochester and watch some hockey.
Yeah, you know, a couple, 2-3 days of, you know, opening presents, laying around, being with family, eating as much as you can. Yeah, get them back in the gym, get them back skating and stuff like that. Holiday tournaments are fun because it gives a chance for some people who can't make it to the games, you know, when they get that little break between Christmas and New Year's, to actually go see them at a decent time of day during the day. And the hockey team's got 3 in Rochester next week, right? Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, is that what you
said? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So they'll skate 3 days in a row. And some tough competition with Bloomington. Laverne has got a good, solid team.
Yep.
I think we saw them last year, the year before. Minnesota River played them. They're a tough opponent. And the third game was against, who was the?
Rochester Lord.
Rochester Lord, so again.
And that's a section opponent. That's always big when you get a chance to see somebody that you might see in the postseason.
Then we saw Lords last year, down a little bit, year before, state tournament. You know, they're a year older, so that should be a good skating match too for next week. 3 days in a row, that should be some good hockey.
Yeah, Tigers will be at Wyndham on Monday, January 3rd, at Winona on Thursday, January 6th. Their next game back at Roy Nystrom Arena in Albert Lee is Thursday, January 13th against Mankato West, and I'm pretty sure we got that game slated to be on the air on the 13th. I think in January, the couple of games we have, 13th against Mankato West, the 27th at Northfield, couple of Tiger Boys hockey games for you on Kate Radio coming up next month. Do want to mention again, if you missed it from the first intermission, Albert Lee graduate Campbell Sykos. The announcement just came out. He's committed to the number one ranked team in college hockey, Minnesota State in Mankato. He'll be playing for the Mavericks in the 2022-2023 season. Now Campbell is playing in the North American Hockey League up in Anchorage for the Anchorage Wolverines. And next season he's going to be a Maverick. 24 games so far this season, 3 goals, 12 assists, 15 total points. And it's always nice when you have alumnus from your school playing Division I hockey. So congrats again to a Campbell Sykos, Minnesota State Mankato Maverick, coming up next season. And you know you're a good hockey player, A, to play Division I hockey. And you know you're pretty good when you're going to join a team that right now is the number one team in the nation.
Yeah, and Mankato's had Mankato State, Minnesota State, whatever they're called. No,
don't nice call it Mankato State.
Minnesota State.
At Mankato.
At Mankato. Was that a TV program, coach or something? Whatever. But they've had a nice run, and they're ranked number one because they're good, so that'll be a great fit for him when he gets there next year.
Again, we're in the second intermission. Shots on goal, 19-15 edge for a Minnehaha Academy. But what matters is on the scoreboard, the Tigers with 2 goals in that second period. We haven't recapped the first goal that came at the 11:34 mark. Van Beek with the goal, assisted by Yoon to make it a 1-1 game. And again at the 16:56 mark, or with 4 seconds left in the period, Chalmers with a wraparound from behind the goaltender. He gets the goal, Van Beek gets the assist. So 2 points for Van Beek tonight. And more importantly, Albert Lee on top, 2-1 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, it'll be time for third period action. Again, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box here at Minnehaha Academy. Tigers 2, Red Hawks 1. Back in a moment on Kane.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jank's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
Dreaming of an open concept kitchen, a large island, or additional storage? The kitchen designers at Broadway Home Design are here to help. Their team specializes in selecting cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and backsplash for all styles and price points. They offer in-home consultation and 3D renderings of your new space. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or like help coordinating your project, they are your go-to. Broadway Home Design, they're your local kitchen and bath experts. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lee or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com. Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee's primary concern is keeping you and your family safe this winter, and to them, that means driving on not just good tires, but great ones. Hanson Tire of Albert Lee has sweetened their rebate deal during their year-end sale, December 20th through December 31st. Get a $50 instant rebate when you purchase 4 Goodyear tires. That's on-the-spot cash on top of their mail-in rebates, $100 back on a set of 4 select Goodyear tires, an additional $100 bonus when you use the Goodyear credit card. The price quote is free, so don't wait. Call or stop today, as these offers again end December 31st.
KATE AM 1450 online at myalbertlee.com. iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the iHeartRadio app already, just download it on your phone or on your, I guess, your tablet, on your iPad. And you can take Kate Radio wherever you're going this holiday season. Plus, if you have a smart speaker, let's say you're at a relative's house this weekend and you want to listen to Kate Radio, just say play KATE to your smart speaker. Again, wherever you're at this holiday weekend, take Kate Radio with you. Again, it's a 2-1 game. Albert Lee on top. Aaron and Mark Warm with you from Minnehaha Academy. If you're tuning in back in Albert Lee because you could not make the road trip, I think about 90 minutes. Over 90 minutes from Albert Lee. Thank you so much for having us on Christmas Eve. I don't know if that's a real thing, but we'll go Christmas Eve.
The Eve before the Eve, before the big day.
Or if you're a fan of Seinfeld, it's Festivus Day.
Is this Festivus Day?
Oh,
happy Festivus to you out there.
Did you ever get into Seinfeld?
Yeah, one of my most favorite programs.
Is
on
it?
TV.
Okay.
An absolute half hour about nothing. Absolutely.
A Festivus for the rest of us here on this December 23rd. Third period action, we're underway. Santiago, the goaltender for the Redhawks to the right of us. Yankee for our Tigers to the left. 2-1, Albert Lee on top. Tigers control the puck. Tried to center it. It's knocked away. Bob that far circle. Albert Lee trying to keep it in. Still a battle for the puck. Now on that near circle, trying to find the puck with Edwin. Puck ends up in the near corner. There's a chance. Ooh. And on front of the goaltender, shot just went wide by Chalmers. Chalmers on the doorstep in that slot. His shot just went to the left of Santiago. Now behind Santiago once again, picked up by Minnehaha Academy. They'll shoot it ahead, and that should be icing. No, Everly's going to get to the puck first. Yoon's going to chase it down. Yoon with the puck, puts on the brakes. Yoon, some fancy stick work, but he just lost control of the puck. He gets it back. Yoon still with it. Yoon in front of his own goaltender. Got to be careful. Long pass ahead to Van Beek. Van Beek will swing it ahead. He tried to get it to Edwin, but it's stolen by Minnehaha Academy in their own zone. Just over a minute gone by here in the third period. 2-1 Tigers on top. You're just tuning in. The Redhawks with a shorthanded goal in the first. Tigers with two goals in the second. One by Van Beek and one by Chalmers. The goal by Chalmers with just 4 seconds left in the period. Albert Lee regrouping behind their own goaltender. With the puck there is Schreiber. Back to center ice. Schreiber with it. Lost the puck. Picked up by a teammate at Studier. Studier with a shot goes well wide to the right of Santiago. Ends up on the far boards, trying to chip it in closer, knocked down by a Redhawk. Bouncing puck is out to the blue line. Albert Lee will dump it right back in. That's Larson. Puck in that near corner. Comes back out to the blue line. Here comes Minnehaha Academy trying to skate ahead, and Albert Lee will dump it right back in. Nice defense of the blue line there by Larson. Above that near circle, puck is poked away, ends up in the near corner. Racing for the puck behind Santiago, the goaltender. It's knocked away by the Redhawks back into the near corner once again. Still in that corner. Minnehaha Academy comes out of it. Out of there with the puck. They're going to bring it across the blue line. Still with it in that corner with the puck for the Redhawks. It says number 48, but there's no 48 on our roster. So we apologize for that. Wanted to identify the guy a few times. We don't have him on the roster. The puck slides in front of Yaki. Yaki's going to cover it up. And a stoppage in play with 14:28 to go here in the third period. 2-1 Tigers off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard.
Yeah, good job by Yaki to grab that. It was time for a line change. We had three blue jerseys laying on the ice in front of them. And it was really the first rush by the Redhawks here after two minutes complete domination in their zone by the Tigers or the top two lines at their forechecking.
Face off to the right of Yankee. Bangs it off the boards. Trying to clear the zone, not able to. Minnehaha Academy is going to keep it in for a moment. Here comes Albert Lee with the puck. That's Chalmers. Chalmers will drop it in behind the goaltender. Puck ends up in the near corner. Again, 14-13 to play in this one. 2-1. Albert Lee on top. Back to the blue line. Tigers keep it in. There's a shot. Goes wide of Santiago. Ends up in that near corner. Behind the goaltender. Battle for the puck there. Over there for Albert Lee is Van Beek. Puck pops loose. Above that near circle. Tigers keep it in. Almost losing the puck is Van Beek, and he'll just dump it around. Swings behind the goaltender. And all picked up by Minnehaha Academy. Tigers did a nice job of controlling the action here early in the third period. In the slot, it's knocked away. Puck ends up closer to Santiago, but able to clear it back to the blue line was Minnehaha Academy. Now the Redhawks pick up the puck. With it there, that's Huddleston. Huddleston bring it across the blue line. They'll pass it back to a teammate. There's a shot from above that far circle and a save by Yankee. Got all the way through and Dakota Yankee makes a big save. And a stoppage in play with 13:27 to go in the third period. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 2-1, Albert Lee.
Yeah, good rush there at the end. Nice save by Yankee. Again, got the face off to his left. Far side of us deep in the Beverly Tigers zone.
Push your mic a little bit closer. There we go.
Quick drop of the puck. Quick whistle. Puck flies out of play into the Tigers bench.
So a face-off coming up. And it's been a good one here from Minnehaha Academy tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. You know, I have an ugly sweater at home that if I knew someone from Albert Lee was wearing one tonight, I might have put mine on as well.
Well, they have. This time of year, you just got to have it in the car with you all the time.
I know. I'm usually better prepared than that. As Albert Lee ends up icing the puck with 13:08 to go. 2-1 Tigers on top. Okay, we'll have a quick post-game show, and after the game, we got more Christmas music. We've been playing Christmas music for a while here on KATE. Could almost call us the Christmas station. Taking you through the rest of your evening into Christmas Eve. There's a shot from that far point. Never got to Yankee. In the near corner, battle for the puck there. Albert Lee's going to pick it up. Tigers trying to clear the zone. And that's Schreiber with it. Schreiber will bring it across center ice and dump it in deeper. Into the zone now. Battle for the puck in the near corner. It pops loose behind goaltender Santiago. In that far corner, centering pass. It takes a weird bounce. Ends up in the glove of Santiago. That was Olsen in the corner. Looking for somebody in front. That pass off the stick again of Logan Olsen, a sophomore for Albert Lee. And a stoppage in play with 12:42 to go in the third period. And Mark, I have to say, Albert Lee has definitely controlled the 4-plus minutes of this third period.
Yeah, they've really done a nice job. As they ended up the second period, they started the third period here with their forechecking and controlling the offensive zone and really bottling up the Red Hawks.
Off the faceoff, the puck comes out to the near point. Shot gets knocked down in front. Ends up behind Santiago now in the far corner. Back to the far point. Yoon trying to keep it in. He lost it for a second. He gets it right back. Yoon high in the slot. Hits the pipe. Hits the pipe to the right of Santiago. So after Yoon almost lost control, high in the slot. A good shot. Just hit metal. Yoon another shot. Ends up in front, and Santiago clears out the loose change. It sat there for a while. Landley was in front. Another chance for Albert Lee. There's a shot from above that near circle, and that time Santiago's going to cover it up on a shot by Lady, and a stoppage in play. So Santiago getting peppered with pucks, but it's still a 2-1 lead for Albert Lee.
Yeah, good job out there by Yoon and Lottie. You know, they got the puck reversed back to him from the point. They put out the net. The forwards crashed, kept the pressure on, and the puck is deep in the offensive zone here for the Tigers.
Off the faceoff, the puck ends up on the far circle, now high in the slot, drops off nicely, and could not get it off the stick. There was Edwin. Edwin right in front, not able to get it off his stick. And it comes back to center ice. Here comes Minnehaha Academy with the puck there. That's Huddleston. Huddleston in that near corner, back to the point. Minnehaha Academy not able to keep it in, so they got a retouch. And Albert Lee controls the puck with 11 and a half minutes to go. Lady with it, skates in. He's going to go to the backhand. Santiago able to knock it away. Now on the far boards. With the puck there is Edwin. Edwin lost it. Ends up in the slot. There's Edwin. Another chance, and it skips off his stick in the air and glove by Santiago. And a stoppage in play with 11:14 to go. And how much pressure Albert Lee has put on the goaltender here in the third period. Yep. Minnehaha Academy's got to be happy. They're still only down 2-1.
Yeah, good job. They keep crashing the zone and attacking the net, and they've done a really good job of bottling them up at this point. Keep this kind of pressure on, that dam should break pretty quick, and they should be able to pick up a quick goal.
So faceoff to the left of Santiago. Heads up behind the goaltender. Long pass ahead. Here comes the Red Hawks. With a touch of the blue line, it was. Ends up... the Yankee knocks it away. Carter from Minnehaha Academy touched the puck. Looking to center in front. There's a shot from a tough angle. Yankee knocks it away, ends up in the near corner. Picked up by Albert Lee. Trying to clear the zone, but the Red Hawks keep it in. That's Ide in that far corner. Ide still trying to knock it loose. He's battling for the puck there with Behrens for Albert Lee.
A penalty coming here.
Puck comes loose all the way down to the Minnehaha zone. It's going to be icing, but a penalty as well. And a penalty is going to be on Minnehaha Academy. Boy, the second penalty that they've taken tonight. So Albert Lee's going to go on the power play. Penalty will be assessed to Ide. And his penalty coming at the 6:23 mark of the third period with Albert Lee up 2-1.
Yeah, he was very aggressive down there in the corner, and he's going to get caught for the penalty and put the Tigers on the power play faceoff. He's deep in the offensive zone here.
2-1 Tigers. Here's a chance to give themselves a little breathing room. Off the faceoff, it comes out to the point. So 2 minutes for hooking is the call. Yoon headed at the point. Now back to Yoon near circle. He'll bounce off the board. Takes a weird bounce in the slot area. Couple of Red Hawks are there trying to control the puck. Albert Lee finally gets to it. Now in the far circle with the puck there. That's Chalmers. Chalmers above that far circle. Chalmers skates in closer. The shot goes wide on Santiago. 93 seconds to go in the power play. Yoon at the blue line. Chips in a little bit closer. Ends up in the near corner. Chasing after the puck there is Van Beek. Van Beek behind Santiago. Finally comes loose. A wraparound shot goes wide of the goaltender. Ends up in the near corner. Back out to Yoon at the point. Back to the near circle once again. Minute 15 to go in the Tiger power play. Yoon above that near circle. Now on the boards. Still battling for the puck. It comes loose. Here's a chance for Albert Lee. That shot high in the slot goes wide by Van Beek. Ends up back to the blue line once again. Van Beek trying to keep it in. He does. Oh, he lost control of it. And here comes the Redhawks. 2-on-1 break shorthanded for Minnehaha Academy. A shot and a save. Take that back. Went wide to Yonke. Shot by Mills Moen. Here comes Albert Lee the other way. Above that near circle. Nice move there. There's a centering pass in front. It gets knocked down. Where is it? Ends up in the near corner. Nice pass by Chalmers looking for somebody on the doorstep. No one can control it. It ends up in the near corner with 33 seconds to go in the Tiger power play. Back out to the near point. That's Yoon. Yoon on the near circle. Yoon still with it. Center pass in front. And nobody there. Now a chance for Albert Lee. A shot. That gets knocked down. That was off the stick of Edwin. Ends up on the far boards with 18 seconds to go in the power play. Back to Van Beek. Van Beek back to Yoon at the point. Yoon trying to make a move. Lost the puck for a second with 10 seconds. Yoon skates around with 9 at the point. Drops it off on the near circle with 6. In that near corner with 5. Centering pass. Gets knocked away. Ends up in the far corner. Minnehaha Academy is going to kill off this power play. Here's Yoon skating in. Yoon with a shot. And that one goes wide. A Santiago. It hit somebody and went wide, and now the puck comes out of the zone. And full strength for Minnehaha Academy, and they kill off the Tiger power play.
Yeah, good pressure, good job of staying in that box defense and preventing Elder Lee from scoring.
Puck comes back to center ice. 8:11 to go in this one. Tigers now 0-2 on the power play. Minnehaha Academy is 0-3 in the power play. The Redhawks' lone goal was a shorthanded goal back in the first period. Here comes Minnehaha Academy going from right to left on your radio dial. That's Ide with it. Ide in that near corner. Shots on goal pretty even. Redhawks with 21, Tigers with 20. On the near board. Comes back out to center ice. Battle for the puck there. For Albert Lee. That's Ladley. Comes back in the Redhawks zone. One of the Redhawks taken down the slot. No penalty. Albert Lee trying to clear the zone. Bouncing puck. That went way up in the air. Comes out of the zone for a second. Redhawks will dump it right back in. With 7:27 to play in this one off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. It's been a good non-conference matchup for Minneapolis. 2-1 Tigers over the Redhawks. Puck ends up in that near corner. Picked up by Albert Lee. Tigers will clear the zone. That's Larson with it. Long pass ahead. Chasing after the puck in that near corner. That's Carlson. Swung behind. Santiago ends up on the far board. Centering pass in front for Albert Lee. Nobody home. And here comes Minnehaha Academy with under 7 minutes to go. Tigers clinging to a 2-1 lead. Tigers almost turned over in their own end. Comes back to center ice. And here comes Van Beek. Van Beek's going to bring it across the near point. Van Beek in the near circle. In that near corner, Van Beek lost it for a second. Gets it back in the far corner. Back out to the point and not able to keep in the zone there was Larson. And it comes back to center ice. Van Beek controls. Van Beek's getting backwards in his own end. He'll chip it ahead to one of his teammates. That's Chalmers. Chalmers will dump it in. Ends up behind Santiago with 6:24 to go. Puck ends up in front. Took a weird bounce and right in front. Chalmers had a one-on-one with Santiago. And Santiago makes the save. There's a shot from the point. Gets knocked down in front. A lot of traffic in the slot area. And Minnehaha Academy picks it up. But Mark, that was a golden chance there for Albert Lee.
That teed up, ready to go. Big save by Santiago there. Right in the slot, coming down right at him.
Bringing across the blue line and offsides will be called in Albert Lee with 6 minutes to go. From Minnehaha Academy, 2-1 Tigers on top off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. And of course, we are broadcasting from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I want to thank our good friend Tom Sorensen for his sponsorship. People, helping people always at Americana Insurance. Their website, AmericanaInsurance.com. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. Americana Insurance and Albert Lee, and also in Wells. Back to action at center ice. The puck ends up in the Minnehaha Academy zone. 5:38 remaining. 2-1 Tigers. You know, icing is going to be called on Minnehaha Academy.
Just on the wrong side of the center red line there. Put it in. Number five didn't think he'd ice it, but Ides did it. So puck will come all the way down to the other end of the ice. Tigers will have the faceoff left side of the goaltender, Santiago. 5:32 left. They've really done a nice job of dominating the first 12 and a half minutes of this, or 11 and a half minutes, I guess it is, of this period.
Faceoff to the left of Santiago. Off the faceoff, won by Albert Lee. Shot high in the slot, gets knocked on in front. Loose puck in front. Lucky for the Redhawks. It was all white jerseys. They clear it out. Puck ends up in the near corner. To the left of Santiago, now back in the near corner. And we talked about it all period. Albert Lee has definitely controlled this third period of play. Comes out of the zone. Albert Lee will dump it right back in. That's Van Beek.
And they have to continue to do what they're doing. Front end pressure, lots of forechecking here.
Yeah, Minnehaha Academy probably won the first period. Second period was pretty even. But this third period's been dominated by Albert Lee.
Yeah, they're bottling up nice, need to continue to do that.
Puck comes out the center ice with a chance for the Redhawks. They'll bring it across the blue line. It's poked away, comes out of the zone. And Albert Lee will flip it up in the air. Comes back to the Redhawks zone, back to center ice. Line change here for Albert Lee. Goes off a skate. Slides into the Tigers zone. Eads chasing after it for Minnehaha Academy. Albert Lee controls back to center ice. Battle for the puck right in front of us and dump right back in by Minnehaha Academy. Everybody is joining us. We are four rows up. Everybody that's here in attendance is either four rows or closer from the ice. Very tight confines here at Minnehaha Academy. Redhawks are clear to zone, back to center ice. Yoon picks it up, waits for his teammates to get onside. Yoon high in the slot, Yoon on that near circle. There's a centering pass in front, and just beyond the stick of, I believe, was that Carlson or was that Edwin?
Yeah, beautiful 2-on-4, nice pass. He almost tucked it into the left corner.
Puck stays in that far corner. I was trying to get it to Edwin. Edwin lost his stick, so Edwin skates off the ice. We got a couple of sticks on the ice right now.
A couple of broken sticks on the ice.
And now he's stoppage in play.
We got a slashing penalty being called.
So a penalty stops the play. We can clean up the
debris,
the broken wood that's out there. And the penalty is going to be on Minnehaha Academy. It's going to be a slash. And the Tigers will go on the power play with 3:42 to go. And if you're a fan of the Redhawks, maybe tuning in at myalbertlee.com. That's a tough penalty to take with your team down by one with 3:42 to go. So 2 minutes for tripping for Staples, not slashing, but tripping. So a perfect chance for Albert Lee. I don't want to say to ice this game, but a two-goal lead would be huge. Off the faceoff, Minnehaha Academy clears it all the way down. 3:33 to play, Tigers up 2-1. Minute 47 to go on the power play. Yoon with it. Yoon with the head of steam across center ice. Yoon's going to bring it across the near point. Yoon in that near circle. Yoon still with it. He'll drop it off back in the corner for a teammate. Back to the near circle. There's a shot and a save by Santiago. A quick risker. Santiago made the save, and lucky for him, he had a teammate to clear the garbage out in front. Back in the Tigers zone, Albert Lee's going to regroup with a minute 22 to go in the power play. 3 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Tigers clinging to a 2-1 lead. Trying to sweep this two-game series this year against Minnehaha Academy. Here's a chance for the Redhawks. Shorthanded the other way. In front, backhand.
Oh, just got a pad on it.
Just got that left pad. Minnehaha Academy is close to another shorthander. That was Huddleston on the chance. Albert Lee coming the other way. Ends up in front, and here comes the Redhawks once again. One-on-one break this time. Skating in the near corner. That shot and a glove saved by Yankee. And Yankee will squeeze it shut with 47 seconds to go in the Tiger power play, but it definitely feels like Minnehaha Academy's got the one-skater advantage. 2:29 to play, and talk about that save by Yankee. He just got a pad on.
Yep, came in left, tried to come back and stick it under the right corner underneath, and he just got the pad on it. The puck laid there and was cleared away to the corner. That was a big save.
2:27 to go in this one. Faceoff won by the Tigers back at center ice. They're going to dump it in. Ends up behind Santiago. Swung around the boards. And all the way down to the Tiger end. 30 seconds to go in the power play. 2:11 to go in the game. Tigers up 2-1. We'll have to Keep an eye on the goaltender for Nelson. We're going to have a penalty on Albert Lee.
Number 16 behind the net.
Is that going to be a roughing penalty called on Larson?
He could be roughing, could be cross-checking, could be a variety of them. They got tied up behind the net. He gave him a little extra push. When it was off balance, down he goes, and we'll have a... He's serving a little time in the box. With 2:03 left in the game.
Well, that's a break for Minnehaha Academy. So we have 4-on-4 skating for 21 seconds. And then they'll be on the power play.
Minute 39.
And then we'll keep an eye on the goaltender. They could end up with a 6-on-4 skating advantage, trying to tie this game up.
If they can get it deep after the penalty kill, I would look for the goaltender to get pulled, absolutely.
So a face-off to the right of Yonke. 4-on-4 skating. We got ourselves a great ending coming here. 2-1 Tigers on top. Albert Lee was down 1-0. Tigers with two goals in the second to make it 2-1. No goals here in the third. So 2 minutes for roughing is the call on Larson.
4-on-4, lots of open ice here.
And Albert Lee with the puck. Long, now it's going to dump it in. Tigers did not have numbers, so at center ice, no icing. They just want to kill off some time. So the power play of the even strength is over. Minnehaha Academy is on the power play. We got a minute 27 to go, and the goaltender is gone as well. Empty net for Minnehaha Academy. 6-on-4 skidding for the Red Hawks, 80 seconds to go. Puck comes to Yonke, and Yonke will knock it away. And we're going to have a whistle.
We got too many white jerseys on the bench. 5 came off the bench, received the puck before the player he came in for was back on the bench. And I think we got too many skaters.
We got 7. They can have 6 with the goaltender gone, but it looks like 7.
We got too many. They're discussing it over there with the coach.
Well, they call too many men on the ice. That could... Let's see here. Well, a timeout's going to be called by Minnehaha Academy. The officials are talking about it. And I'm not sure if a penalty is going to be assessed here. So a timeout by Minnehaha Academy. We got to thank our timeout sponsor. Timeouts on Cape brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee. Or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Well, this is a big call. That's a huge call.
Yeah, they're discussing it. Kind of like football. Are they going to pick up the hanky? It's kind of one of those.
I'm going to say that
we're going to have the face-off to the left.
So we're either going to have 6-on-4 skating, or it's going to be 5-on-4 skating if Minnehaha Academy keeps the empty net.
Well, they put nothing up on the board here yet. And the official put his arm up. So that's what they're having the conversation about at this point in time. It does not look like they're being assessed with too many men on the ice.
Yeah, so no penalty is going to be called. So we got 6-on-4 skating, a minute 18 to go. You tell a lot of Tiger fans in the stands get a little nervous.
Well, again, the lead official and the trailing official who was by the bench there, they had the conversation. They wanted to make sure they got the call right. There was no penalty to be called for too many men on the ice. So we got a 6-on-4 skating opportunity with a minute 18 and the face-off to the right of the goaltender, Yonke.
Albert Lee 3-2 on the season. Minnehaha Academy 0-6. Tigers won their home ice 9 days ago in overtime. Another thriller here against the Red Hawks. Off the face-off as a shot goes over the head of Yonke. And I think in that game, Albert Lee sent the game to overtime with an empty net. So the Red Hawks trying to do the same thing on their home sheet of ice. And now another whistle.
Yeah, shot went off the goaltender Yonke into the net.
So a face-off to the left of Yonke. A minute 10 to go. 6-on-4 skating for the Red Hawks. Tigers clinging to a 2-1 lead. And Albert Lee wins the draw towards an empty net. Ends up to the left. Minnehaha Academy picks up the puck. And there's no icing on the Tigers because, again, they are shorthanded.
Yep, killing the penalty. They can shoot it down there all day long when they need relief. Oh, knocked away by Yoon.
Knocked away by Yoon. Ends up back in the Minnehaha Academy zone with 49 seconds to go. Red Hawks are going to regroup. 45 seconds to go. They're going to bring it out of their own zone. Cross center ice with 43. Cross the blue line with 41. Dumps it into that near corner. Ends up behind Yaki with 38. In that far corner with 35 seconds to go. Above that near circle. Now back to the far point. Drops it off on the far boards in the far corner with 27 seconds to go. Battle for the puck there with 25. Comes loose behind Yaki. Skates in the near corner with 21. Back to the near point, back to the near boards with 18. There's a shot, hits a lot of traffic, ends up in the near corner with 15 seconds. Back to the near point, knocked down in front by Albert Lee with 11. Puck ends up in the far circle, here's a chance for Minnehaha Academy, saved by Yonke. Knocked away, ends up in the far boards with 5. Another shot from the wall, Albert Lee's going to clear it, and the Tigers are going to win this game and get the empty netter. Before time expires, Albert Lee gets the empty netter. Yeah. It's officially going to be a 3-1 Tiger victory tonight. Well, she gets credit for the goal, but give Minnehaha Academy a credit. They had a few chances. Yonke made a big save. Albert Lee did a nice job of any kind of rebound. They took care of that and cleared the zone in an empty netter before time expires, and it's a 3-1 final off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard.
Yeah, split second before time expired. I believe it was number 10, but we'll wait for the announcement of the goal, who that goal was. Nice, solid third period there. Very nice, solid third period. Did a great job of forechecking, keeping the pressure on the entire period. Outshot them 8-6. Outscored them 1-0 with an empty netter at the end. Good, solid victory.
So the Tigers pick up the win. They're celebrating around their goaltender, Yonke. So Albert Lee completes the sweep against Minnehaha Academy. So Max Edwin
with the goal.
So Edwin gets the goal. Your final score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 3-1 Tigers with the win. Post-game show coming up next on Kane.
Morris Furniture and Albert Lee's Budget Shop has a special purchase of 35 sofas with sectional and reclining seating. Sofas starting at blowout pricing, $349 to $499 with comparable savings on sectional and reclining seating at blowout prices. Morris Furniture's Budget Shop has a great selection of blowout bedroom and mismatched mattresses in all